And made over 10,000 bushels of rice, and he gave me $1 a bushel for it. So from there on, I was sitting pretty. I made enough payout, pay for the farm well and everything, and bought another farm then that same fall, that I gave 240 acres. I bought it for $10 an acre. It had a well on it, but didn't have any building or any improvement.
Bought it for $10 an acre?
Yeah. And it hadn't been farmed in several years. So. But the old pump in the well on it wasn't any good, so I put a new pump in that. Bought a big international diesel tractor to do farm work with and run the pump on that farm then with that big tractor. And rice just kept getting higher price and higher price. So finally, bought farm down that largest corner, did the same way then. It hadn't been farmed in 12 years, and it good level ground, so I made a good crop on it that year, and put in a new well on it. The old well, I put a new pump in it, but couldn't get enough water to water my crop, so I put in a new well and got a good well there. Moved the new pump out of the old well.
You need rice to, you need water to grow rice in?
Sure it is. It takes a lot out to it. And that's expensive outfits too. So that was about the size of it. Getting back up, started again.
Yeah. So you had some real roller coaster rides,
indeed. I sure did.
You came out okay, though. Yeah. Man, if he works hard, he'll prosper like you did.
But I can remember, though, when I was just a little kid, how cattle and hay was about the only thing that was on that prairie out there. And in the woods, they'd raise cotton and some corn, but that was about all. But they finally did get to where they could raise pretty good oats out on the prairie. But after they got to raise rice on it, why, you could raise better oats on the ground that had rice grown on it a few years than what could on the ground that hadn't never had any thing growing on it, or any, didn't make any difference whether it's corn or however. Raised quite a few peas then, whippoorwill peas. That seemed like done pretty good with on oats growing on ground that had peas. We had a lot of horses and cattle to feed those days, so we grew those peas, put them up for hay, you know, and then we planted oats after the, then we made pretty good crop that way of oats. Not like we do now. If we got 30 bushels of oats, well, we was doing pretty good. Sometimes make up as much as 40, a little better, but that was a, what's considered an extra good crop, made 40 bushels back that day and time.
When did you move into town?
1945.
And Stuttgart, can you tell me a little about the county? Was Stuttgart always a place where the county government was located?
Well, Stuttgart was pretty rough. I can remember when down here in Main Street, right in the middle of town there, this side of the railroad track, you'd get stuck with a team and wagon. There wasn't no pavement or gravel or anything. It was just old dirt. I was pretty good size. I think 12 years old before I ever was up here at Stuttgart. So everything was pretty rough back in that day and time.
Can you tell me how